Almost 2 years since the death of Michael Brown, the unarmed African-American teenager shot and killed by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, in the United States, the aftershocks are still being felt around the world. The shooting sparked the growth of the Black Lives Matter movement and widespread protests, and the impact of those protests has included changes at the top of the police department in Ferguson. Lena Nozizwe reports that an outsider is the new police chief, and he comes with an insider knowledge of why there can be distrust of law enforcement within the Black community.
State of Missouri, and the city of Ferguson.
So help me God.
Delrish Moss, the new police chief of Ferguson, Missouri, says he's been training for his new job for his entire life, a life that began 51 years ago in Overtown, a Miami neighborhood he describes as one of the poorest in South Florida.
But we were very much a community. And we were a community in the sense that we watched each other's back. We took care of each other. But by the same token, there were a lot of things going on around us. You know, I witnessed a murder as a kid. I saw a lot of things that children should probably not see. And so those things kind of prepared me for at least a role in law enforcement, not necessarily for Ferguson, but at least for a role in law enforcement because I started to see a need for helping my community.
His community of Overtown, once known as Colored Town, was segregated and predominantly African American. And when he was growing up, as many as 98% of the police who patrolled the area were white. He describes law enforcement in his neighborhood as not the best. In his low-key way, he says it was a cultural lack of understanding, which, considering his encounters with police during his teen years, is an understatement.
After school, I was one of those kids who had to have a job because my mom thought that being busy kept you out of trouble. And one day I was walking home. Well, actually, one day I was sitting on a bus stop waiting to go from school to a job, and a police officer comes up. He starts to search my bag, my book bag. He asked me what I was doing downtown. I told him, and he told me that, you know, N-word, you know, you don't walk downtown after dark when I'm working. And he got in his car and he left.
A couple of years later, there was another encounter when he says another police officer stopped him, pushed him against the wall, frisked him, and drove away without saying a word. He says he became afraid of the guys who had badges. His experiences do not seem to be the way to recruit someone to join the police force, but paradoxically, they were exactly what drew Moss to join the Miami Police Department.
I did certainly want to become a police officer because I wanted to provide better service for my community. But I also hoped that I would work hard and become high ranking and eventually fire those guys as a show to the community that that sort of treatment shouldn't be ever tolerated.
Civil unrest in the 1980s was part of his introduction to the Miami Police Department. His later work with the department included working road patrol, going undercover, and investigating homicides. Then he moved on to be a department spokesman or public information officer, a job that put him on the front lines of a number of national and international stories. But Moss was a professional spectator as events unfolded in Ferguson in August of 2014, after white Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown, an 18-year-old unarmed African-American. Wilson said he feared for his life.
Well, you know, as a public information officer, we watch media stories from all around the nation because every incident that takes place in any other city, given a little luck or the right time of day, could happen in your city. And so, you know, I watched Ferguson unfold. I watched a lot of the things that happened. I watched the police department that had never experienced any of that. I watched the community that also had never experienced that. And it made me think back to in the 1980s, late 70s, when we had riots and I was a kid living in a riot-torn neighborhood. But it also made me think back to when I was a policeman a few years later when we also had riots in Miami and some of the things that I encountered on both sides of that equation.
We say hell no!
Brown's death and Wilson's subsequent non-indictment by a grand jury sparked protests and demonstrations around the world and led to the growth of the Black Lives Matter movement. Moss was all set to retire, but as he watched what was happening, he said he hurt for the people caught up in the aftermath and could not help but think about his experiences growing up in so-called colored town. He says he saw the opportunity to work in Ferguson as an opportunity to make things better. And it was big news in his hometown when he became one of 54 finalists for the police chief of Ferguson earlier this year. I read a story in the Miami Herald about you, and one of the comments said, you're either crazy or desperate to get the job. The job in Ferguson is a political gauntlet. One would be crazy or desperate to take it on. There is always naive. Are you crazy, desperate, or naive?
I don't think I'm crazy, desperate, or naive. As a matter of fact, I think that person that made the comments probably a little bit on the naive side, because, you know, it's one thing to sit on the sidelines and make comments on the computer, but I think actually getting in and trying to make a difference is, I don't know if it makes me crazy, but it certainly said to me that there was work to be done, and I should be one of the people that was involved in that work.
Ferguson's first permanent African-American police chief has been on the job for barely a month, and while he has vowed to make changes, for now he says he wants to figure out what works in the department and what doesn't. The Department of Justice says changes are indeed necessary and mandatory. Earlier this year, the DOJ filed a civil rights lawsuit against the Ferguson Police Department, alleging that the city's policing practices have been unconstitutional. A bleak and wide-ranging DOJ report from last year found that the mostly white Ferguson Police Department routinely violated the constitutional rights of locals who are mostly Black. According to the report, African Americans were more likely to be the subjects of police force and traffic stops. But the new police chief says he's optimistic, not naive, about making changes and what have been described as systematic problems.
You know, a lot of people are seeing the DOJ report as you described it, a bleak document, but actually it's an opportunity for recreation of the way we do police work in this city and around the country.
Chief Moss has famously said that in order to clean house, you have to be in the house. A challenge he says he is more than ready to take on because he's been training for it for a lifetime.